Hi, my name is Andrea Feniger. I'm just here as a member of the public. And thank you for allowing public comment for an hour after the meeting. I'm here to ask that you make more of an effort going into 2026 to engage the public. And one recommendation I have is to release the agendas farther in advance. It's really hard to learn that there's something that we care about, an issue that we care about, on your agenda just 2 days before and make plans on a workday to comment. So I think giving more opportunity like the hour after is a good start, but at least some level of sharing what you're going to speak about longer than 2 days before would be really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay.
Hi, Maddie Halloran. I'm also a member of the public. And thanks again for providing the opportunity to make public comment. I've called in quite a few times, but never attended in person. And I would echo what Andrea just said about engaging the public. I've called in a few times and either, you know, struggled to get through, or the timing didn't work out with my workday. So appreciate the extra opportunities. And I'm commenting today to just ask about the status of the Northern Economics Report and when we might see some of those numbers and outcomes get released. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, I can provide an update. We have received a revised draft back from the contractor. We're making a final round of review edits or comments, and then it should be final, hopefully by the first of the year.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the boardroom wants to make? Got you too.
Hi, my name is Matthew Jackson. I'm also a member of the public. I'm here partially just out of curiosity. I've also called in a number of times and have about a 50% success rate of actually getting through the Star 9. I don't know if it's the technology or what, but I've been here a number of times. Or I've called in a number of times and not been able to speak. I'm here for that curiosity of actually participating in what these meetings are like. I'm also, as the previous people said, looking for more transparency from this organization. You know, as the state has gone through a budget crisis, there's been a lot more scrutiny, and I'm also looking forward to seeing that audit. I'd be really curious to see the drafts as well, you know, see how the sausage is made in that document. So thank you for this opportunity to comment. I'd love to stay to the end of the hour and be able to comment on the actual topics on the agenda, but unfortunately I can't be here all morning. I've got to get to work, but I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Yes.
Hi there. Lauren Windsor with the Undercurrent. Just had a couple things. I was curious as to whether or not ADA has expended any funds for the Alaska Frontier Economic Fund ETF that's affiliated with Prosper Aligned. I believe that members of this organization were present for the launch, and so I'm curious as to whether or not there's any public money in the fund or expended in any other way in service of the fund. And then also I'd like to know, Mr. Johns, your CIO, was present for the launch during a moratorium on employee travel in the state. And so I'd like to know if there was a waiver that he got to attend that launch and who paid for his travel.
Okay. Thank
you. I
can address the first question.
Yeah.
There is no ADA funds in that ETF.
You didn't expend any money whatsoever, whether or not invested in it or in helping to promote it or market it?
No.
Okay. And as to the other questions?
Sorry?
Regarding your CIO?
All travel is approved through the normal channels of process. We follow those. And so if he was present, his travel was approved in accordance with all the rules and regulations.
And so do you have a relationship with the Alaska Frontier Economic Fund?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments and questions. Is there anybody else in the boardroom that would like to make public comments? Okay, without seeing any, did anybody else pop online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I guess now we can close public comment. That brings us to new business. 6A is executive session. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
This is Albert. I'd like to motion the board move into executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA financials and investments, legislative matters, ANWR, Ambler, West Susitna Access Project, Glacier Oil and Gas, report by Senator Sullivan, ADA property matters, and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, and are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and matters involving consideration of issues that, by law, are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act. Reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310, Section C, 1, 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Is there a second?
Randy Elledge, I'll second.
The moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Okay, we will, Randy?
We need to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Would you poll us?
Sure. Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Fold?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Vice Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. We are in executive session.
Okay, Randy, who would you?
Sure, for the...
Vice Chair, you are on the record.
Okay. I advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session was limited to a discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. And we are set to 2508. That's the first one up, so we're waiting for those updated resolution. So.
Yeah. If it's okay, Chair, we could do 2514 first.
Okay. Why don't we just jump to that one? Go ahead.
Sure. Resolution 2514, Chair and members, would authorize ADA to enter into a cost reimbursement agreement with Glacier Oil and Gas regarding due diligence on their plans to develop oil and gas infrastructure at the Badami Field. And Jeff, if you want to provide a little more detail.
Thank you. Sure. So very briefly, is Glacier Oil and Gas is a private independent operator focused in Alaska. They are wholly owned the entity Savant Alaska, which is the named operator of the Badami unit, which is in the eastern part of the North Slope. Glacier Oil and Gas has approached ADA for up to $65 million of financing related to a two-well development drilling program. ADA, this resolution is not a commitment to finance. This resolution is seeking board approval, as the Executive Director Raro indicated, for a cost reimbursement agreement between ADA and Glacier for independent third-party project evaluation. And that also, the resolution does indicate that requests board authorization for the executive director or their designee to negotiate a non-binding term sheet with Glacier Oil and Gas that would be presented to the board at a later date for their determination as to whether or not this financing would move forward, and that financing is pursuant to AS 4488-173, which is a finance plan which we would separately provide to the board in conjunction with that term sheet at a later date.
Questions? Okay, is there any questions for...
So this is 100% reimbursable to ADA for the due diligence?
Yes, Mr. Elledge, that is correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You, Albert?
No.
Okay. Anything else from staff?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks. Then if I could get a motion?
Yep, Mr. Vice Chair, I'd like to make a motion to for resolution number G2514, the resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority relating to the approval of a cost reimbursement agreement and non-buying term sheet concerning an AS44-88-172 application for the financing of development drilling program of the North Slope of Alaska Bonami Unit.
Randy Ilitch, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection? Raimi, you want to pull the board?
Certainly. Commissioner Sandy?
She had to step out.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ilitch?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kindig?
Yes.
The motion passes.
So that'll jump us back to 2508.
Correct. Mr. Chair, resolution G2508 is the authority by the board to amend ADA regulations in three different ways. The first part of the resolution relates to a index, and I'll allow the LPP director to talk about that change.
Thank you. The two regulations in the loan participation program that this will affect is 3 AAC 99.250 and 3 AAC 99.350. These reference the Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines Fixed Rate Advance Index, which is used to set interest rates for the loans ADA issues. However, that index is no longer publicly available. As a result, management recommends removing references to the Des Moines Index in each LPP regulation and adopting the daily U.S. Treasury bills, notes, bonds, and index as published in the Wall Street Journal. And I'll let continue for the next resolution part.
Sure. The second piece of the resolution related to regulations is amendments being authorized to ADA's longstanding, I think decades-long conduit revenue bond program, which has been around for quite a while. It's been used to issue hundreds of millions of dollars to entities like Tanana Chiefs for healthcare facilities and other infrastructure. What we've found, staff has found in reviewing the fees and charges for that program is that they're extremely low. They're not covering ADA's costs to produce that product. And so the resolution would authorize us to go forward with increases to our origination fee and other fees. And it's possible Mr. Johns has additional comments.
Generally, no, and I apologize, I had to step out briefly, but as discussed, is ADA's fees with respect to the Conduit Revenue Bond Program contrasting many jurisdictions. Those jurisdictions impose much higher initial application processing fees along with ongoing monitoring and post-issuance service charges. ADA, unlike those other lower 48 entities, do not charge those. So this is a request to modernize and update our fees to bring us consistent with the market.
The third,
more of an alignment issue with what best practices are in that industry. Is that correct?
That is a very correct characterization, Mr. Ilitch.
Any other questions?
The third piece, Mr. Chair, relates to how busy ADA has become with a number of large projects, historically some of the largest projects in the state's history, along with our usual programs. And so the workload's extreme, and we have a number of things progressing, and there's some amendments that would authorize us to retain project managers, owners, representatives, functions for work that we simply don't have the staff or the experience to take on. So
are these contracted positions as well as full-time ADA positions?
We do have a combination of both right now. We just hired Mr. Good a couple of weeks ago, an engineer with a project management degree. But just the sheer volume of work is overwhelming, and So we'll be using both a combination of positions and contracts. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I believe there is an amendment.
Oh. Well, Mr. Vice Chair, we just talked about how it's going to include projects. So in the amendment on page 3, I'd like to insert in section 4 on page 3, the fourth sentence in section 4, after AS 44.88.830A6, insert the words "and projects in the revolving fund." That way we can make sure that we can do this in our projects as well.
Okay, and then we'll make that after we make it.
Yeah, well, I'll make a motion with the amendment.
Okay, that'll work. We're good? Okay, so I guess we're ready for that.
All right, so I'll make a motion to pass resolution number G25-08 with the modification on page 3, and this is a resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority to authorize the executive director to amend loan participation regulations in 3AAC99.250 and 3AAC99.350, and to update and amend the regulations relating to fees charged for bond issuance under 3AAC.99.140 to conform to best practices.
A second.
Randy Elledge, I'll second. That includes that language that you had behind the A6.
Yes.
And project funds.
Yes, I made the motion with the amendment.
Okay. So yep. Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Raymond, could you poll the board?
Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kindig?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. That moves us to resolution 2512.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, resolution G25-12 would authorize the recapitalization of the Small Business Development Loan Program, which is administered by the Department of Commerce Division of Investments. That program has seen enough activity recently that it's drawn down the available funds to a low level, to where additional loans are unlikely to be able to be made. The resolution authorizes recapitalization through two different sources. One is from an overcapitalized companion fund for rural development, which has up to $3 million, could be transferred from that program to the SBED program. The other source of capitalization for the SBED program would come from the revolving fund in an amount up to $3 million. And what the Division of Investments manager is reporting is that there is demand existing now for some additional loans to Alaskans to create some more jobs and get some more businesses started.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Any questions?
Randy, just for my own education, this is an ADA program that we allow the Small Business Department of Commerce to administer. Is that correct?
That's correct. Prior board, quite a while ago, passed a resolution, you know, authorizing the capitalization and of the program and the management of the program by the Division of Investments.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Any objections?
All right. I'll motion resolution number G25-12, the resolution providing for the transfer of funds from the revolving fund and from the Rural Development Initiative Fund to the Small Business Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund.
Get a second?
Randy Ellidge, second.
Any further discussion? Raymond, could you poll the board?
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellidge?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kendig?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, that moves us to Resolution 25-13, bond inducement.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'm actually going to defer to the Chief Investment Officer for G25-13.
Certainly. Vice Chair Kendig, is Resolution G25-13 seeks to establish a flexible framework for ADA to consider issuing bonds, either taxable or tax-exempt, to reimburse costs for projects previously financed and approved by the board. It also seeks reference, previous granted legislative authority that was granted in aggregate $185 million for bonds designated power transmission intertie projects. For clarification purposes, the board is not being asked to approve a process, not any immediate bond issuance. Staff must return to the board for separate project-specific approvals before any bonds are issued. So the framework that we're anticipating here is staff will identify projects suitable for bond financing. We would then subsequently, as identified, return to the board with separate project-specific resolution for approval. The board would obviously then review and either approve or reject each proposed bond issuance. And then we would move forward through execution and ongoing oversight.
Any questions? If there's no questions, I'll take the motion. Go ahead, Randy, if you have questions.
Just a comment. This is an opportunity, if you will, for us to have additional liquidity to offer for loans on upcoming projects.
Yes, Mr. Ellidge, that's correct. I think an important data point is that ADA has not had any debt outstanding since 2019 when we defeased all of our bonds related to Moody's credit rating downgrade and a negative outlook related to legislative appropriation of ADA's receipts of approximately $2 million.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for making that point. I'll motion Resolution G25-13. This is authorizing the issuance and sale from time to time of taxable and tax-exempt revenue bonds to reimburse costs for one or more projects previously financed by the authority and approved by the board, providing that such bonds may be issued under the authority's general statutes or as applicable through the Sustainable Energy Transmission and Supply or the SETS program, or the Arctic Infrastructure Development Fund, ADEF, program, authorizing the issuance of bonds approved by the Alaska Legislature under HSCSSB 106, Chapter 18, SLA 93, approving the forms of financing documents, delegating certain powers to authorized officers, and addressing related matters.
Is there a second?
Randy Ellidge, second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellidge?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kendig?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Well, that takes us to director's comments.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll provide some quick project updates, starting with ANWR. The ANWR project continues to move forward. We're working on particularly the polar bear interaction issues, working on that. We're working with Kaktovik, other communities, stakeholder outreach, and we've identified some options for the next lease sale that we'll be reviewing with the board, and we'll have some recommendations at that time. It's helpful and to be noted that Senator Sullivan and the Alaska delegation helped pass not only the reconciliation bill, which locked down legislatively the terms and conditions that apply to ANWR leases, but they also passed a CRA act that withdrew the Biden 2024 record of decision. That law prohibits the agency from going back and reinstating those similar, very burdensome, almost impossible to comply with conditions on the ANWR leases. And so positive developments on the federal level will help us get site control and advance those leases. The Ambler projects continue to advance. We have an RFP out right now for winter work, specifically seismic drilling at bridge sites, major bridge sites, which is needed to come up with a solid estimate of cost for the project to go forward. After that, the construction would commence the following year. So moving forward there, West Susitna, we have a meeting with the Army Corps. There's a new policy that's been issued, or draft regulations issued by the Corps and the EPA on what is a wetland, complying with the Sackett decision. That's a very important piece to get nailed down, because the acreage, as we view it through our analysis, is very small, a few acres of federal wetlands versus, you know, thousands of acres that were identified in prior analysis. So we'll continue to report back on how that meeting goes with the Army Corps. That's tomorrow on base over at J-Bear. On the shipyard, I talked to Doug Huff, the main principal at JAG, or one of the principals. They've got two NOAA boats in the shipyard now. They've got a third lined up for, I think, summer, fall. That's a major repair award of the Oscar Dyson, and that's estimated, I think, to be around $90 million job. So lots of activity at the shipyard. I think that they could end up as much as 300% higher. Wow. Than previous revenue produced at the yard. So, and hiring continues. I think they'll be up 200% in hiring. They're looking for people. It's hard to find marine electrical employees, for example. There's not many of them, and there's not many in Ketchikan, but they are trying, and we'll be coordinating with them on workforce training with AWIB and some of the other entities that we can get training dollars for. We'll also be discussing expansion of the shipyard using some of the funds that were passed in the reconciliation bill that Senator Sullivan worked very hard on for the Coast Guard and for NOAA and other funds. So everything's moving really fast at the shipyard. It's a huge change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are project updates, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I'd like to note the next ADA board meeting will be Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, place to be determined. And we'll, before we go to board comments, but we're going to do something a little different. We're going to extend the, did I skip loan dashboard report?
Yep, I'll let Tiffany just provide a quick overview of the loan dashboard, Chair.
And there's not been any real changes to the loan dashboard this month. We've just removed the most recent delinquency we had. So that will be the major change that you see coming on the next month's report.
Okay. That will move us to C.
Right, Mr. Chair, the Interior Energy Project reports just an update that conversions continue in Fairbanks, and they are now pulling their gas off the slope. Which relieves a little pressure, about 1.5% of overall usage from Cook Inlet, but every bit of gas counts at this point. So that's a positive. Conversions are running behind the original projections, but they are still occurring. And I think you've got a dynamic there with, as heating fuel prices come down, there's less motivation to outlay the funds to convert to natural gas heat and appliances and other things. But they are still making progress.
Okay. That takes us to D.
Statistics summaries usually just provided for the members that take a review if they like to see it. But it's reporting, as we talked about, the rural program is lagging in loans, and the SBED program is actually pretty busy. That's what's driving the recapitalization of the fund.
Okay. So that moves us to E. The next ADA board meeting will be Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, to be the place to be determined. And we're going to do something a little different than we did. We have a motion coming up, but we're going to extend public comments for an hour after we adjourn here. And of course, it'll be the same, our same rules, limited to 2 minutes relative to today's agenda. So with that, if we can get that motion.
Sure. Sorry, Chair. Sorry to interrupt. Actually, the topic is the extra public comment is directed only for comments on the proposed regulations.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We got that clarification.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, before that, I just want to commend Randy and the staff doing a lot of work. And this year has flown by, I'm sure, with everyone's been super busy. And next year is going to be even busier. So make sure you take time for yourself and get some more staff to help out with everything. And just appreciate all the work that's been going on. And with that, I'd like to motion that I move that the board adjourn this meeting after a one-hour public comment opportunity limited to the topic of ADA regulations and proposed amendments or changes.
Can you get a second?
This is Clewellyn. I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Raymond, could you poll the board?
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Ullage?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kendig?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Oh.
Can you adjourn if we're adjourned. Waiting for more public comment?
Yeah.
We already adjourned.
We're adjourned.
We adjourned.
Okay. We're waiting for more public comment. If there's anybody online that would like to make comments, now's the time.
If there is any member on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. This comment is in regards to ADA proposed regulations only. Thank you.
I just want to apologize, I guess.
For what?
I got contractors in my house. There's more leaks than I thought I got.
Oh, my goodness.
And after all that wind, I got every realtor and brother showing my houses, and they're all texting me and emailing me. I've been pretty distracted here.
That's fine, Bill.
I thought you did a heck of a job, but
nothing is straightforward here.
So if we don't have any anyone online that wants to make comments, will we still stay around for an hour, or
I will.
One person's required.
I will. I mean, I've got an appointment at 5 anyway here.
Here in town?
Yeah, here in town.
Oh, man, don't spread it.
I'm going to go find
I'm leaving Friday.
We're still live, so just
you sick? Conversation.
Welcome to Open Voice Audio Services. Please enter your conference room number followed by the pound or hash sign. Welcome to Open Voice Audio Services. Please enter your conference room number followed by the pound or hash sign. Conference room number accepted. If you are the organizer, press the please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. For a menu of available commands, press star 1. All participants are muted. All participants are muted and may not unmute themselves. Hand raising is on.
Testing the public comment section.
Hello.
I hear you. It appears to be working. Hanging